Modern day preaching is all about salvation. But salvation is Jesus Christ. It is not just a matter of believing in Him, but following Him and obeying Him. And the only way that we can follow Jesus Christ is through discipleship, becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. Merely believing in Jesus Christ cannot save us. And that is what people believe nowadays, is that if you believe in Jesus, you can have salvation and you will have eternal life. And that is not true. We have to become disciples of Jesus Christ and follow Him and obey Him. Jesus commanded His disciples to make disciples, like they themselves were disciples. Jesus Christ did not change, and discipleship did not change. The only way that we can follow Jesus Christ is by being disciples. The only way that we can teach other people to be disciples is to be disciples ourselves. It is not a matter of a Bible study. It is a matter of knowing Jesus Christ for real and following Him. And that is what we are talking about here. I want to teach you to be disciples of Jesus Christ like He has taught me to be a disciple. After Jesus Christ suffered and was crucified and resurrected, before He ascended to heaven, He gave His disciples command to go into all the world and make disciples. That is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." How do we know what Jesus taught His disciples? The commands of Jesus, that which He taught His disciples, were recorded in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the words of eternal life, the words of Jesus Christ, that which He commanded. Jesus commanded His disciples to go into all the world and make disciples, and to teach them to obey His commands. But now, how would they be able to follow Jesus? They have His commands, as they are handed over by the disciples themselves. They are also recorded in the Gospels for us. So we know what Jesus Christ commanded. But how can we follow Him? Jesus promised the Holy Spirit that will guide every believer who obeys His commands into all truth. Jesus Christ will give His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to guide each and every disciple. He did not command His disciples to go and build churches and to guide the people themselves. He Himself will guide each and every one who obeys His commands. He will reveal Himself to that person. Jesus Christ did not promise us a book, a Bible. He promised us His Holy Spirit that will guide each and everyone who believes in Him. We read in John chapter 14, verse 16. He said, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides in you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will behold me no longer, but you will behold me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will disclose myself to him. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit that will come and be in his disciples, so that they can be one with him, and thus also one with the Father. He didn't promise them another teacher or a book. He promised them this helper, the Holy Spirit, that would come and would teach them and guide them into all truth. Jesus further said, and I read from John chapter 16, verse 7, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. Now this Holy Spirit, the very presence of Jesus Christ, was given on the day of Pentecost. Before Jesus ascended, he commanded his disciples to go to Jerusalem and to wait for the Holy Spirit to be given to them. We read in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place, and suddenly it came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That was when the Holy Spirit was poured out, was given on the disciples of Jesus Christ. They were praying in the upper room and waiting for the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised them. And this Holy Spirit was promised to all those who believe in Jesus after hearing the gospel as preached by the disciples. The disciples would go out in the power of the Holy Spirit, and they would be led by the Spirit. They would follow Jesus Christ. He did not leave them as orphans. He did not leave them on their own. Jesus Christ did not give his disciples a set of instructions, a handbook, and tell them to go and apply those principles. No. He gave them the Holy Spirit that would guide them. And we read in the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, those things that the apostles did under guidance of the Holy Spirit. They did not go out on their own accord. They went out under the guidance of the Holy Spirit because Jesus told them to wait until they had received the Holy Spirit. And the very same, we cannot do the work of God and be disciples if we are not led by the Holy Spirit, if we have not received the Holy Spirit. We need to receive the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit, or else we do not have the instruction from Jesus Christ, neither do we have the power of the Holy Spirit guiding us, leading us, teaching us, and confirming us as being from God. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit, but first, we need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to serve His kingdom. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and these people started speaking in other tongues that they had never learned before, but the Holy Spirit gave them utterance, the people were amazed. They were pierced in their hearts because they could see that this was a miracle. This was from God. And the Apostle Peter stood up and he spoke to them. They wanted to know what they had to do to also become part of the kingdom of God. And we read in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, and Peter said to them, repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. The Holy Spirit, the presence of Christ in each and every true follower, every disciple, is promised to all those who believe, who repent, who are baptized in water, and who obey the commands of Jesus Christ. If we do not have the Holy Spirit, then we are not of Christ. We're not connected to Him. We cannot be His disciples. We cannot follow Him. We cannot do His will. And that is what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8. I read from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We need to be led by the Spirit of God to be sons of God, children of God, to be disciples of Jesus Christ. If we do not have the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, then we do not belong to Him. That is what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8 verse 9. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. Discipleship is about being led by the Holy Spirit, Spirit of Christ. If we are not led by the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, then we cannot be disciples of Jesus Christ, and we cannot be part of His kingdom. But it all starts with firstly believing in Jesus, and then because we believe in Him, to obey His commands, to repent and be baptized, and to live according to His words, that which He commanded. And then He will reveal Himself to us, and He will give the Holy Spirit, He will fill us with the Holy Spirit, and we will be guided by the Holy Spirit. Many believers do not have the Holy Spirit. Some have received the Holy Spirit, also with evidence of speaking in tongues. But after that, they never followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because people have not been taught to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They've been taught to be religious, to go to church, to read the Bible, but they have no relationship with Jesus Christ, and they're not led by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, that's not children of God. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we're not led by the Spirit of God, then we are led by our own spirit. Or by other influences, our own mind. We do not submit ourselves to Jesus Christ. We do as we like and as we please. And therefore we cannot serve Jesus. We're not part of His kingdom. Salvation is about the kingdom of God. Being led by the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and living in utter obedience to Jesus Christ. It is about discipleship. And that is why Jesus said to His disciples, "Go into all the world and make disciples." We need to be disciples of Jesus Christ who are led by His Holy Spirit. If we do not have that connection and we are not led by the Holy Spirit, then we do not belong to Christ. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Do you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit? We need to be led by the Holy Spirit in order to be pleasing to Jesus, to be part of His kingdom. May Jesus bless you.